incoming message.
You know, I keep hearing this tired refrain, I don't talk about politics. And listen, I get it. I really do. Politics is messy. It's uncomfortable. It can be overwhelming. But I want to be clear. Refusing to speak about politics, that's not noble. It's not peaceful. It's cowardice dressed up as neutrality. You think you're avoiding conflict? No. What you're doing is protecting your own comfort while other people lose their rights. You don't want to offend anyone. And meanwhile, people are being silenced, banned, deported, erased, imprisoned, hunted, and stripped of due process. But sure, keep worrying about whether speaking up might cost you a few followers. Well, here's the truth, my friends. Not saying anything is saying something. It's saying, my peace of mind is worth more than your civil liberties. It's saying, as long as it doesn't touch my front lawn, I don't care who's bleeding out there in the street. And don't you dare come at me with the, I come here to escape politics nonsense. Yes, we all need moments of peace, of levity, of distraction. That is human. That is survival, especially now. But escaping for a moment is not the same as abandoning the fight entirely. Now, you may believe that politics doesn't affect you, but that's only because it hasn't knocked on your door yet. But when it does, and it is going to, you're gonna wish that more people had spoken up before it got that far. Silence is a luxury of privilege, and history does not just record what tyrants did, it records who stood by while they did it. It records who kept posting brunch photos while democracy was burning. So I want you to ask yourself this. When your grandchildren ask what you did when the rights were being stripped away, when democracy was on the line, what are you gonna say? I stayed out of it. I didn't want to ruffle feathers. I didn't want to get political. That's not a legacy. That's a warning. Now is the moment, right now, to choose courage over comfort. To stop pretending neutrality is anything but complicity. Listen, you don't have to become a political pundit, but you do have to give a damn. Because if you don't, there might not be a democracy left to stay out of.